Decker's Jewelry.
Hey, Lee, it's Adrian RDI. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. Getting ready for another cold snap. I'm sure you guys are as well, huh?
You know, I thought we were going to be clear for a bit, but yeah, I've seen the news that we're going to get another snow front coming through, but...
I know.
When it rains, it pours. I guess this is the year to make all the records.
That's right. I hear you. I know.
Sorry about that.
No, bless you. So are you guys starting to get people coming in for Valentine's Day? Any Valentine's Day business?
Not yet. We have a couple flyers out. We've been trying to market a little bit, but one person bought a sterling silver promise ring, and that's about as close to a Valentine's Day thing we've seen so far, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, we're still getting people coming through. Some people are just buying because they want to, and they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas, which I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's very nice. So I'm surprised you didn't go down to the Tucson show, because didn't you do that the one year? You did it a couple times, right?
Yeah. I actually have a couple cousins down there, and the cousin this year is like, man, everyone's trying to visit in February. I'm not sure if I can make it work this year, and so I was kind of like, I could go stay with another cousin, but not really a huge fan of that one. And also, the start of March, I'm doing a big trip, an international travel for myself. So
are you really? Wow.
Yeah, that's something I've always liked to do. I took a couple years off of it, and I'm like, I need to do it this year kind of thing. So I figured I would save my travel for that.
Where are you going? Anywhere warm or someplace where there's a lot of hiking?
Thailand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're starting in Thailand for like 8 days, 9 days or so, and then jumping to Istanbul and Turkey for 2-3 days, and then in Portugal for about 3 days, 2 days really. But yeah.
Wow, that will be nice. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of one of those things that it was pretty cost-effective, really, for the Thailand portion, and the others were just, you know, we could get layover flights kind of thing, and they're pretty cost-effective, so it all just kind of made sense, and 2 weeks, really, is all I have to take off of work, so, yeah, we're like, now's the time. I got my my girlfriend's going with me, and so, you know, got to do it when you can, and it made sense this year.
Yeah.
Between her contracts, too.
Yeah, while you're young. And she's a nurse, right?
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
She's been doing travel contracts, so they go about 3 months at a time, and this was right when the other one ended, and so she didn't start up another one yet for another few weeks after, so.
Nice.
Like, yeah, I'll just delay Tucson this year and do the travel, and then maybe next year I'll get that free place to stay with my cousin and revisit Tucson, but. Yeah, we're pretty stocked up anyway, so I didn't really need anything.
Right,
so.
Yeah, and not for nothing. You can pretty much get, you know, whatever you need on Memo, like for, like, gemstones or whatever.
Yeah, and I
like,
always go down there just for, like, the crazy unique things, and it's like,
yeah.
I have a bunch of crazy unique things I haven't sold, so.
Yeah, so why do that? Spend it on a trip, like it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard Thailand is pretty cost effective. Like
very.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, staying in a staying in a resort, like 4 or 5 star, it's like $40 a night.
What? Really?
Yeah, and food is like you can get by a whole day for $10 in decent places, and like I booked with a tour group and everything. And it was, like I said, about 8 days with the tour group. We're doing another day or two by ourselves. But the tour group is all the travels included, all the guides, all the experiences, a lot of dinners and breakfasts and everything, and all resort stays, and it was $900.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wow.
Over there, it was only, I think, a $700 flight.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It costs more expensive to go. Oh, my gosh. Flights just from, like, New York to California are more than that. Jeez,
I know.
They're going all the way around the world.
Yeah, and then there are other ones that are like 300 a piece or so like that. So yeah, we're going to get a whole trip with everything included, probably around the $3,000 mark.
Holy moly, that is really good. Did you figure this, did you find all of this yourself, or did you have a travel agent do it?
I did it. I've done, dang, I don't know, 6 or 7 international trips before, so I kind of get the gist. And
golly, if I want to go on a trip,
but
I'm going to have you book it. Here's my card.
Yeah, well, you might have some awkward layovers. And,
oh, my goodness. Wow, that's really cool. So where do you fly? Like, so to Thailand, do you fly from, like, Michigan to California to Thailand, or do you go, New York City and then over?
We're starting in Chicago. And my girlfriend has family out there, so we might just stay there, like, or whatnot. But starting in Chicago, and then we have a layover in Abu Dhabi. So the first flight is, like, 16 hours or something like that. And then 2-hour layover, and then another, I want to say, like, 6 or 8 hour flight from there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's rough. 16 hours on a plane? Oh, my gosh.
I do believe so. You know, we made it so it was, like, I think 8 o'clock leaving or 6 o'clock
so
leaving our time. So you'll sleep, but it's still going to be a bit.
Yeah, that's a lot. Oh, gosh.
So that's why on the way back, I'm like, let's split this up. We'll do, I think it's 8 hours to Istanbul, like 6 hours to Lisbon, and then another like 8 or 9 hours back to Chicago from there. So
Yeah, splitting it up, you're jet lagged too, because they're, what, a day ahead of us, right?
I do believe so, yeah.
Wow. Huh.
So, but then coming back, it's like we leave at, you know, 1 in the afternoon, and we get in Chicago at like 4 after an 8-hour flight. It's like, how is that?
Isn't that weird? It's so bizarre. I know.
It is crazy, yeah, but.
Time travel, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Honestly, but. Anyway, just wanted to call, check in. That diamond still is in transit, just so you know.
Okay, yeah, I was curious about that because I got that memo report again. I'm like, we shipped it out. Like, hopefully it's, you know.
No, register, register mail takes, like, 2 to 3 weeks. During Christmas, oh, my goodness.
Oof.
During Christmas, it can take over a month, depending on where it's coming from.
Registered mail takes 2 weeks, like normal?
Yeah, for diamonds, because when they get it to the next destination, they have to lock it up. And then sometimes the next manager, whatever, doesn't unlock the box. So it can sit in a station for like a couple of days without somebody going and signing for it. So it's very secure. It just takes quite a while, and it seems to have gotten worse as the years have gone on. So
that makes a little bit of sense, but
So, but yeah, I tracked it right before I called you, and it's still on the way, but it didn't really say where it was. So, but I'm keeping my eye on it, and then I'll text Katie when I get it. So
perfect.
I'm assuming probably early next week. So, when do you go on your trip?
The very end of February.
Oh, so a couple weeks.
First couple weeks of March, yeah.
Well, nice. Very good. Well, hopefully you get some diamond orders and or something for studs. So just let me know if anything comes through the door, okay?
Sure will. Thank you.
Okay. You got it, Lee. Nice talking with you.
Good talking with you. All right.
Yep.
Bye.